known by astronomers as 264 Libusha. The asteroid was named after the legendary witch queen of Bohemia, who was said to have founded the city of Prague. Libusha, according to the legend, was uncommonly wise and blessed with the gift of prophecy. Her exploits were first recorded in a chronicle written 1,000 years ago. Queen Libusha, it was said, stood on the edge of a steep cliff one day, looking down at the vault of a river and the forest beyond, when her attendants saw that her breath was short and that her eyes had become strange and dreamy. Stretching her arms towards the wilderness, Libusha gave voice to the prophecy welling up from within. "I see a great city. Its glory will touch the stars." Turning to her attendants, she said, "In the forest below, there is a clearing. There you will find a man making the best use of his teeth at midday. That is the place where this city will be founded." The courtiers went down into the valley, and in the clearing, they found some men in the process of building a house. It was midday, and so they were eating their lunch. One of the men, however, was still at work, sawing a block of wood. The courtiers had found their man. "What are you making?" they asked. "A threshold," he replied. "A threshold for a house. A plah," in the Czech language, which is how the city that grew up there came to be known as Prah, or Prague. A threshold, in a children's tale, is a device that serves as a point of transition from the everyday world into the dream realm. Ideally, it's a commonplace object: a looking glass, a wardrobe in an attic, a broken gate at the bottom of a meadow. So many visitors to Prague over the centuries have noticed this uneasy liminal quality, the uncanny stillness of the streets on a winter's night can make the waking world appear thin and diaphanous. Even the drab Soviet-era apartment blocks of Prague can seem airless and haunted. Patrick Lee Firmer, who came in the early 1930s, was unsettled by Prague's strangeness. "There were moments," he wrote, "when every detail seemed the tip of a phalanx of inexplicable phantoms. Troubling creatures that haunt the world's imagination have found their way across Prague's threshold. A golem made from river mud, a human transformed into a cockroach, a factory-made humanoid. An easy 10-minute walk through the city can take you from a clock that runs backwards to another where the skeleton of death chimes the hour every hour. Along the way, you pass through squares once splashed with the blood of heretics, houses where alchemists attempted to transmute base matter into gold, and churches strafed with Nazi bullets." Those who come to Prague from New World metropolises like Sydney, Toronto, or Los Angeles are sometimes touched by an odd sense of déjà vu, a vague impression of homecoming that can be eventually located in our memories of the old European folk tales given to us as children. But Prague's imaginative landscape is no Disneyland. It's the natural home of the older, more troubling versions of those tales, where Cinderella's stepsisters lop off parts of their feet to fit the glass slipper, and Little Red Riding Hood is compelled to dance naked for the wolf before it eats her alive. André Breton, the high priest of the Surrealist movement, was given a hero's welcome when he came to Prague in 1935. Walking the streets, he instantly grasped that Prague's Surrealist masterpiece was the city itself, a colossal work of automatic writing scribbled over time from some collective, subconscious impulse. Prague was, he said, one of those cities that effectively pinned down poetic thought